Under Senator Bill Stanley's legislation, any juvenile over the age of 13 who's convicted of a sex crime must be placed on the sex offender registry. Senator Dave Marsden argued that it would ruin the rest of the child's life, and removing judicial discretion is overreaching.
And this is a situation where you're making a decision about a 14-year-old as to whether he's going to be able to go to his child's high school graduation. They're not allowed to go to schools. It's going to deal with him whether he's ever going to be able to have a job. The whole purpose of the juvenile court is somewhat rehabilitative in nature, and I recognize the fact that these are changing times. But the fact is here we're making decisions about 14-year-olds, unfinished products, if you will.
Stanley countered that the victims are also children who must endure long-term suffering because of the abuse.
We are not talking about larceny. We are not talking about joyriding in a vehicle. We are talking about object sexual penetration, rape, forcible rape, and sodomy of children. And for those reasons, Mr. President, I believe that this is necessary. And for those reasons, Mr. President, I would clearly say this is not an overreach. This is what's required.
The measure passed by a wide margin and now heads to the House of Delegates. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.